that in as much as she kept quiet, so she indicated that she gave her consent to be mikablet as a maton of the tradition. Because if she hadn't given her consent, so then she should have thrown it down to him, and she should have said, Harei shaloch lefanecho. So there are several terutz in Rashi. Some Rishayim give the terutz that Rav Huna Breida Rav Yeshua did not mean that women are thoroughly knowledgeable. Women are not thoroughly knowledgeable. And why? They're from the Chachamim, the older women. So many women don't know the din, but there are certain simple din that every woman knows. That every woman knows. So in other words, so this din, that when someone is not a Shayna, so he's not expected to exercise Shmire, that every woman knows. So Menele, he says, the Hoche B'teras Dushi Avinu, as she was never Mekavot Shmire, V'yumise L'Yimichalo Yishdina, that Dini knows. So, Rapachoi says, Oti Kulo Nashe Dini Gmire, Hoche Name Sabri Yishadina L'Yumit V'Yumischai V'Bachiyasi. Maybe the woman doesn't even know that simple thing. Maybe she thinks that if she is negligent in dropping it on the floor, and as a result of that it gets lost, it gets destroyed, so she's still responsible, even though she didn't undertake Shmir. And Rav Huna Breida Rav Yeshua assumed that this thing, that a person cannot be held responsible for throwing down on the floor a chifetz that over which he never undertook shmire, so every woman knows, but not that the woman knows all the din. So this din, that the shema can terminate the shmire by putting it down on the floor, the chifetz, and tell the mafkid, Harei shaloch lefanecho, that din, even Rav Huna Breida Rav Yeshua is made it. The average woman might not know. That's one teretz. Another teretz is the teretz given by the Ravid, that the Braise, according to Rav Huna Breida Rav Yeshua, so the Braise of King Sisera Zubi Pikorun has reference to Pikorun Nisman. In other words, where he says, "Kin si sela zubi pikodnu lishleishiye." Some male in such a case, she cannot terminate shmira because she already promised to be shmiras over the sela for 30 days. So then the Ramban is masik and derived there. The Ramban is masik and Ravis teretz. Two things. First of all, the Braise doesn't spell out Kinsi Sela Zubi Pikodin Lisman Misu. Kinsi Sela Zubi Pikodin Stam. That's one. Number two, even if she did undertake to be Shimeres for 30 days, for 10 days, for 5 days, so why should she be able to terminate the shmire? Why? Because she promised pay l'chizah b'yafun b'chatzi alei. So why should the shemir be distinguished from any other pair? Every pair, when promises to do work, still can be chizah. Avod ahein v'lo avodim la'avodim. So the same halacha of avodahim v'le'avodim la'avodim should apply to a shame. Should apply to a shame. Now, then the Ramban gives another tarot. The Ramban says, the true that the Nisho, Ravun Brut Rav Ashua, held that the Nisho is knowledgeable in all the dini, in all the dini that are relevant, But it doesn't mean that according to Ravun Rav Ashua, so a Nisho is knowledgeable, is really, a randomis in the momentous. Man, the average man is not random in the momentous. So what is she asking us in the momentous? So why should a woman be the average woman? But it means the dealing that are relevant, you know, to women, I mean. So, so a woman is knowledgeable in this din. So she does know the din that the Shema can terminate the Shmira by pulling it down the Chayfetz and say to the Mafkid, Haresh Lahofanecho. Still, so the Ravun Bravshe says, Hosam Bitiras Pikot Miyavinule, Savri Shadinu Mitvere Mechayivinubu. No, so maybe there is no indication that she gave a consent by keeping quiet for accepting it as a matone b'teras dushin. Because maybe she doesn't want to accept it as a matone b'teras dushin. If she doesn't want to accept the matone b'teras dushin, so why doesn't she put it down? The answer is, she doesn't put it down, because by just putting it down without saying anything, so then she will be held responsible. But she can put it down, she can give it a reason, and couple it with a statement, Harich Shalach Lefanecho, I hereby terminate the Shmira. She's not expected to do that. In other words, she's only expected not to keep the chifetz in her possession, because that would be gezel, munefshech. The man doesn't want her to keep it b'teras pikotin anymore. He says, hareat mukadeshes libaze. So in other words, so what, why does she have to retain possession of the chifetz? And the fact that she, she is required to give up the possession. But, so since she didn't, we should say that there is a raya, she gave a consent. So then we say, but suppose she'll just give up the possession and remaining silent, then she'll be held responsible. So maybe she is not required to do something, that might hold her responsible. But she could give it to his hand and terminate the Shmira. Well, from that we don't deduce consent. We might deduce consent from the fact that she is silent, but we cannot deduce consent from the fact that she didn't make a certain remark. Maybe she doesn't want to make that remark. You see, she doesn't want to talk. The fact that a person doesn't talk doesn't constitute evidence of consent, you see. The fact, we could say, the fact that the person doesn't give up possession of the chayfetz over which she has no right, over which she has no right to retain possession if she doesn't consent to what the man said. So from that way to deduce consent, but not from the fact that she didn't say she's terminating Shmira. Fine. Now, let's see the thesis Riazot. Something very interesting in the thesis Riazot. וכי אנשים הם פקיז בנממנס שידעי שמה שאודם ניסים לו בתרזדושי אם אינו משחץ בדובר ותשליחם וידעו לא תהליך הילס לשלט תתנה בהולו ולא ישליחם משחץ בקדושי הרי דרך ישור את דעז דנממנס שהרי אינו מססקס בדינום כדה מגינם בהדיה בהי פירקה אבל דינים אין איש דיבה מס ומתנאי משלוי. So in other words, in explaining Rabbi Chole, when Rabbi Chole says, Otu kule nashe dinigre, I mean, that seems to be, at first blush, this seems to be so simple that it shouldn't even require explanation. Why should we say that Nashe Dinigmir Melech HaTeise, but the Teises Reazoken was bothered by that Gemara. Why shouldn't Nashe be Dinigmir? And Anshe are Dinigmir. Why are Anshe Dinigmir? Because Anoshim are Mechuyim Talmud Torah, but Noshim are Pturas Talmud Torah. So Mele, why should they be presumed to know dinim? So he says, but the dinim that noshim am chuyev, so they have to learn too, because if you don't learn, you don't know. So Mele, he says, Rav Acha says, otu kol nashim dinigmir, because it's not the derech of noshim to be engaged in masal matan, in business. So Mele, the dinimomines of masal matan, are not relevant to Noshim. If the derech of Noshim had been to be engaged in business, then the dinimomines would be relevant to Noshim. If they would be relevant to Noshim, they would be obligated to learn the Hilchas Dinamomenes. But since Noshim are not Osuk B'Masur Matin, so maybe they're not obligated to learn Dinamomenes. If they're not obligated to learn Dinamomenes, why should we take it for granted that the average woman knows Dinamomenes? Maybe not. She's not obligated. So he says, but אבל בנידה דמייסה שני ואמרים לוחה כמו שבאנו בנידה פרטנקס ובהדי אמרים לפרק איש מקדיש איש הידע של מייסה שני מסחר הלולו that's דפנו נבוב in קדוש so he says but those things that are relevant to her let's say about מייסה שני because when מייסה שני was known today unfortunately Maisa Sheni is not known. So Mele, it's not relevant to us, unfortunately. But Bisman, when Maisa Sheni was known, so Mele, it was relevant. So Noshi were presumed to know the dinim of Maisa Sheni. As a matter of fact, you know, the Ogre says, now, Tanisha is Mukhyeves every day to say Berkas HaTorah. But why should she be mechayevus to say Birkas HaTorah? After all, it's the Broche and the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and Noshim Apturus Talmud Torah. So the Ogo says, and that's the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, that all the Mitzvahs and the Surim, that the Mishon is Muzer, so she's mechayevus to her. That's quite an extensive area of Torah. I mean, she's to learn. So some male she's mechayevus to learn, so she can say, "Asuki shom zeisa vitzivana, shom zeisa vitzivana." So even according to the Rishonim who hold that the Nisha cannot say Broche on Seshes, let's say on Suki, on Ruel, on Shofar, but on Talmud Torah, yes, because Talmud Torah, she is Mechayevus. All the mitzvahs, she needs she Mechayevus. So that's why it is, Riazok emphasizes, the reason is why Rav Achoye says that Nashe don't know Dine Mavnes is because they are not also in business. But some may well, they are not obligated to learn the Mavnes. All right. Now, let's go over the rest of the thesis we have. V'hilchese ki rove v'rav achoye d'chol sh'tike d'racham at mois lafkunu v'afil kiblo t'chilo b'teraz dush hilkach havem kudeshes misofit shemo shove prute b'modai d'aloche kishmoy. Now, Shmuel said that kitche b'tamre v'tzdacha v'prute here so mikudeshes chayshino nishema shove prute b'modai. But Rav Chisde is loisviole kishmoy. So the question is, how do we pass? Do we pass like Shmuel, or do we pass like Rav Chisde? Or do we pass like Rav Chisde? So the thesis Riazokn says, that we pass like Shmuel, and the Rambam also pass like Shmuel. Now, here we have another machlekes between Rove and Ravuna Breit Rav Yeshua. Rove says, in the case of Gavre Bikovish Bitsipse Diose, so, and then, and Lesbish of Prute, so, Omalu Tigdish Baba Zuzidis Bay. So, Rove said she is not Mekadeshis. Why? Because it's Shtiket Rachamat Moritz. So, Rove equates Shtiket Rachamoritz in the case of Gavra, the Kodesh Bitsipse Beose, with Shtiket Rachamoritz in the case of Pikov. But Ravuna Breit Rav Yeshua is Chelek. So according to Ravuna Breit Rav Yeshua, in the case of Gavre the Kodesh Bitzipse the Ose and Bidalet Zuzedi is Bey, so she should be Mikodeshes. She should be Mikodeshes. Why? Because the fact that she retained the possession of the Dalet Zuzed and she did not throw it back to him indicates consent, because if she had not consented, so then she had no legitimate right, you know, to retain the possession of the Lord Zuze. He only gave it to her b'matone b'tiras dushi, but not as a matone grade. So if she didn't agree, she should have thrown it back to him, put it down on the floor. So it's a riot. According to Rovi, it's no riot, because maybe the woman doesn't know that she will not be held responsible in case it gets lost. But according to Rove, it is a Choche on her das, on her consent. So the question is, how do we pass in this machlokes between Rove and Ravuna Rav Shua? Do we pass like Rove, or do we pass like Ravuna Rav Shua? So we have two machlokes in this sugi. One machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Chisde, where they're Chayshim and Shemeshav Putri Modai. And other machlokes between Rove and Rav Chisde, where the shtiket lachem at mois is a right, but in the case of Gavra, the koyim b'tzipse, they also is a choche on her consent, or it's not a choche. So according to Rove, it's not a choche on her consent being given. According to Ravuna Rav Yeshua, it is a choche. How do we pass him? So he says, v'hike v'yilchese ki Rove v'ravachol. So the Tishri Azokin says, we paskin like Rove and Ravachoy. So the whole shtigel lacham tmoyis laf kumu vafilu kiblu tchilu b'tiraz dushi. Hilka chavim kudeshes misofik, shema shal pute bimodai, de aloche kishmuel. De aloche kishmuel. Vikimandoma. So first he says, we, in the machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Chisde, we pass like Shmuel, and in the machlokes between Rove and Ravun Rav Yeshua, we pass like Rove. Alright. Then he says, Vike Mandoma, the royal Vyasikne Bigmore, Anan Rishmilon, because the Gemore says, Sholach Rabache Barav Vekam Rabbinik Agav Nomei Sholach Lei Anan Lishmielon Rabbine Hod Ravun Abed Rav Yeshua Atin Lishmiel Chu Shelo. So he said Atin Lishmiel Chu Shelo. Hoy Vasi Mor Anan Lishmielon Kleima Leom Olonu Vilayachem Ishmael, Atun Ishmael Chuchushulo is Chai Shimon. So Rabbine sent a message, Atun Ishmael Chuchu of Ravuna Beit Rav Yeshua, that so is Chai Shimon. That we are Chai Shish for Ravuna Beit Rav Yeshua Shite, that Shtiket Lachmat Mois in the case of Gavra B'Kodesh B'Tzipse. So we have to anticipate that by keeping quiet, even Rachamat Mois, she thereby gave a consent for Gdusha. V'nafkimie in kitchen. Now he's explaining our point. What's enough to mean? Since we pass like Shmuel, that Hashim and Shem Shem put the Modai, so maybe even if there hadn't been Dalet Zuze in the basket of myrtles, in the basket of myrtles, so she should still be in Kodeshes Misofik, because maybe the myrtles themselves are worth a putte. Maybe the myrtles themselves are worth a putte. So what's the practical nafkemina between Rove and Ravuna Rav Yeshua? So he says there is a practical nafkemina. The Rambam says that when Shmuel Chishish Shem Hashem put b'modai, that is only if the thing is a dolar miskayel that can be preserved. You know, let's say a tamre, a dry tamre, can be kept for weeks and it will not become spoiled. But if it is the yerek, a vegetable, so in a few days, so it will become spoiled. It will not be able, it will not be edible anymore, unless you put it in a freezer, okay? But if you don't put it in a freezer, not even in the frigidaire, so in a few days it will not be edible. Until you take it to Modai, until you take it to Modai, in the days of the Rambam, there was no jet, you know, facilities. So Meile, it had to take a number of days to go to Modai. So it will not be edible. So Meile, so what if Modai is worth putting? But by the time it reaches Modai, it will not be edible. That's what the Rambam says, yearly, and the Tehisri Azokin agrees with the Rambam's yearly. He agrees with the Rambam's yearly. So Mimila, that will be in the practical nafkimine between Roveh and Ravuni Berid Rav Yeshua. Suppose he's Mikadisha, the bag of, let's say, of what should I say, carrots. That's the ocean in the sky. And the bag of carrots, let's say, is naturally put here in this place. But then he says, after she took the bag with carrots, so he said, there is Dalit Zuze in the bag, and Bimu Kodeshes, and she didn't throw away the bag with the carrots in his face. So according to Rove, she would not be Mekodeshes, and according to Avonu Bergali Shue, she would be Mekodeshes. We have to mean in Kitcha B'Dava Shem Miskayim, and she will put it. You see, she will put it. I Hashem Avonu Ha Mekodeshes B'Sofik, Vim Boach HaVikidei Shteitz Mizeh Muzeh, ומשמו שמו רק הויר ומסקיים כדי חסינו וחי מיר דאס אביב שהיבי שנה בוורס first he said that we pass like Rove not like Avonu Berid Rav Yeshua and then he says we come on Doma since Rabbina sent the message at in the Shmilo Chushmil Avonu Berid Yeshua that we pass like Avonu Berid Rav Yeshua. Now, so he says, the sheet of the leaf is that we pass on Avonu Berid Rav Yeshua. The Rambam passes explicitly like Rove, not like Avonu Berid Rav Yeshua. But the leaf, it's mashma passes like Avonu Berid Rav Yeshua. Sheivi atin nishmir l'chuchu shlo, di matzir lech lo avoyer, lo avia tenkiko mishum nishmo, vidas haram, the Rambam, ki the chassir, di hil chaseh, ki Rove, כמו שביע פרק היא כאחים אין מסקיים אין בגדה שסקו now then there's another מחלק על השם in regard to Shmuel's din חשינון שמשל פרוטה במודה now the question is this suppose we know so Shmuel says even if we don't know whether each other פרוטה במודה or not showed so she's Mekudesh. But in such a case, if we don't know, she's only Mekudesh Misofik, as the Gemara says, not Bivadai. Suppose we know that in Modai it's worth putting. Will then Shmuel say that she's Mekudesh Bivadai? Or even in such a case, she'll be Mekudesh Misofik. So there is a Machlekes Rishayim on that. There are some Rishonim who say that in such cases they should say Rambam. If we know that in Modai it's worth a pute, so she's Mekudesh is Dushivada, Midirais. But then the other Rishonim who say that even if we know that it's worth a pute in Modai, she's not Mekudesh is Dushivada, only Dushisofik. Why? Is the is Shavuos determined by the value it has in the particular place where the Kedushin took place? Or is the Shavuos determined by the value in any place on the Kadur HaOretz, on the globe? So now from Shmuel it appears that if it has a Shavuos in any place on the Kadur HaOretz, some may say it has a din of Momay. It has a din of Momay. So some Mele, why should it be only Kedushi Sofik, even if we know that in Modai it's worth a putte? It's worth a putte. So many Rishonim say that Midraise Ein Locho Shavuos Erev Mumkemi. So on the Raise level, Shavuos is determined by the worth, the value it has in this particular place. If in Chicago it's not worth a pute, let it be worth in Montreal. Doesn't matter. So it doesn't have a din of moment. But Mishum Chumra de Shishi is. So, we are Machmir, Midrabon. So of course, since it's only Midrabon and the Chumre, so it's Dushi Sofik, not Dushi Vadai. Shivada would be likule, the Chachomim cannot be machmir, cannot be makir against the deraise, some mele, even if we know that it's worth it putting modai, it's still only Kedushi Sofik, mirabo. Turn to the thesis of Yazok, Daf Yud Vei Zom Yalef. The third line, Hashinon Shemeshol Puti B'modai, Ike Mandoma Di Yadinon B'Vadai, Duchte Di Shol B'Puti Nikudeshes Vadai. V'yo Ikea, Dafin Yadinon Duchte Di Shol B'Puti Avesofik Nikudeshes. Hoyo V'hai Duchte Lo Shol B'Puti, V'asofik Hu, ישוב פרוטה דומו חכומים בהי דוכתה לקודש בדווקא, או אפילו ישוב בשומוקים, אף על פי שנשוב כאן, שמו יגיע זה לישום ואיש ופרוטה. היו כך, יש לוחוש בכל שוב כסף שיקדש בי, שמו ישמוקים באילום שיש וזה פרוטה. ופרוטה. So he says, ואי כאב אפילו ידינם דוכתה לישוב פרוטה, have a Sophic Mugadeshis. Hoyo vai tuchter isha vipute. Va Sophicu isha vipute dom. Omochachomim vai tuchter di kodish bidavke. Oya fin isha vipishumokim. Afal pishen isha vikam. Shemu yagi azel ishom. Vyish vipute. Hilkach yish lochus bechol isha vikese. Sheikadish be. Shemu yish mokim beilom. Sheyishva ze. מי הוא כאבי סופיק? הנמלו בדבר מסקיים, אבל דבר שני מסקיים לה וסופיק מקודשס, דבר היי דוכתו לישוב פרוטה, ואם נגיע לו בשמוקים שישפקום, שהכלים שיגיעו שם יפסי, וכן בעשרם, והיא כמנדומה, ואפילו במה שאין מסקיים, ואין לישוב פרוטה כאן, מקודשס מסופיק, ומפורש אין הסופיק בדעס חכומים, אלא דגזרים על היי דוכתה, דבר שווה, אותו ההוא דישובי ולא נהירה שימוקים לזה סגזירה שכל שיקדשו בשווי כסף יענו אם יהיה שום שווי כסף מלוי ובלו יוכל לא אפשר אם כך הוא נופק נכו נאי דליברטלי ותפמתי ישראל הזוקים even though the other Rishonim, Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, everybody mentions the same Machlokes Rishonim, but the thesis Riya Zokein, in effect, mentions two different explanations of two different shittas. In the shitta that even if we know that it's worth it putting modai, so it's only mikudeshes dushisofik, not dushilav. Two lishes. One lashon is what the second lashon that this Razok mentions, that it's not that Shmuel had his sofik, whether Shavius is determined by the value the Chifetz has in this particular place, or Shavius is determined by the value it has in any place. Now, Shmuel is sure that is a pshites, the Shavius is determined by the value, by the price it has in this particular place. In this particular place. But, midrabonon, mishum chumra dishi, midrabonon, so we consider the value it has in another place. Why? Because of Exeter. Because if we are not going to consider the fact that in another place it is worth a pute, now someone will see that when somebody is Mikadish Bitamra here, so she's not Mikudeshes, then he'll go to Modai, he'll settle in Modai, and he'll think that in Modai the same law applies. If you are Mikadish Bitamre, so then she's not Mikudeshes, but there she's a Nishishish. So because of that, Mishum Chumkadei Shishish, the Chachomim said that she should Mikudeshes here, because of Ixer. That's one wash. And then another wash is no, not a drabo. It's a derisa. But Shmuel had a sofik. Shmuel had a sofik. The first lashon is a yazok. Whether Shavius is determined by the price and the value a chifetz has in this particular place, or it can be determined by the value it has in any place. Some Shmuel, according to Shmuel, even if we know she will be Mekudeshes to Shisafik, but even if we don't know, you have to be Cheshish, maybe it has the Shavius of a Pruti Mora. But it's all on the right level, according to the first Loshen, in the Tisri Azor. Now, why shouldn't it be Svek Sveke, according to the first Loshen? Why shouldn't it be Svek Sveke? First of all, one Sofik, maybe Shavius is determined by the price and the value it has in this particular place. In this particular place, so Itamre is not worth it, but assuming that it can be considered Momain on the basis of the value it has in Modai, maybe even Modai, it's not worth it, but so it should be Svek Sveke. Now there is a discussion in the Achreinim whether you can be mitzarev to Svek Sveke, one sofik in Din and one sofik in Mitzias. So from this Tesis Tzria Zokon, it would be a raya, from the first Loshen, in Tesis Tzria Zokon, it would be a raya that in order to be muter midraise as is Svek Sveke, so there has to be, both Svekes have to be of the same nature, but one sofik in Din and one sofik in Mitzias is not a Svek Sveke as well. From this Tesis Tzria Zokon. Now, let's see the Ramban. The Ramban also mentions the Shite, that it's always Mishisot. But not on the basis of the proposition that Shmuel had a Sveika Divine, whether Shavuos is determined by the value in this particular place, or Shavuos is determined by the value a Chayfet says in any place. Turn to the Kedusha Ramban, Daf Yudvei Zomid Alev. Chai Shimon Shemeshove Pruta Mimona Oban Yei Shemrim Bidova HaMiskayim Shekidnu Shim Nizdam Loi Derech Lomodai Yoche Lulichi Biyodei Shom Shove Shom Shove Prute Oz HaVekdushi Avol Dova Shim Miskayim Veram Mishite Avol Pishu Shove Prute ומודאי כאן אין שווה כלום ואם תלכן אל מודאי אין שווה כלום ואיך נוחש לקדוש זהו דעס הרמב״ם זל ולדבורף יחיל מויותרס משנסינו דקטון השווה פרוטה בשביל מסקאי אלא מוצא דיביך עלי וקוש תהי נוח את הדבורם כאלה והנה ידע אם שווה בוודאי במודאי פרוטה והוא דובר המסקאי רמב״ם raises that question עם קדוש וקדוש ודאי ומשמעו לי שאין לנו אלו סופק שאין לי קדוש אלו מקיימון וישייתון בלבד אף על פי כן חוששו לסוויקון so the expression is חוששו לסוויקון that means מדרבון not an a real סוויקי דדינה the way the thesis ריאזוקן says you see ולנגז להגיע but he mentions a good ride ולעניין גזל הגאה התמה בפרק הגזל דף קופה יום דלת דיפוחס משווה פרוטה אפילו בגזל הקיימס לא יצורך לא לחחוב דין חי שישים שמת יקיה ולא יחשינו נם לשווה פרוטה במודאי ומה יישאו שם ומסחפיה אלמה אין למומי לא מכין לבישייתי אלו חי נהו בי שישיש so it's a special רבולון החומרה which is חומרה די שישיש There's the Ramban Shita, but he mentions this very strong lie, Ligabi Gezla Gea. So the aloha is, if somebody gazlet, Pochas Mishav Pute, even though he knows, the Mishnah says, even though he knows in Moda it's worth much more than a Pute. So anyway, Elam Mikaymi Vishayte. So we see that in Kolatir Kule, Shavuos is determined by Mikeime, not by Modar. So why should Gdushin be different? Why should Gdushin be different when the Gemara in Agezel says in so many words, Afil lo yotzorich lo lechachof? So he says, even if the Gzeil is Kayemes, so he doesn't have to go to Modai and to return the Gzeil or to return the Gzeil because in this place it's not worth it put. That seems to be a very strong right, but I think that there is a teretz on that kashi. Rashi says, I don't know, is there a Gemara Sanhedrin here? No, you don't have to go in. Aye. Okay, it's all right. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Aye. The Price says in the Sugi of Zainis Neleach, Na'abneach is Chayiv Mise and Zayin Mitzvahs. Vatanye ala Gezel, Gona v'gozal v'chein v'fasteya, v'chein chayitz ben, Akum be'akum, Akum be'Yisroel osea, Yisroel be'akum muta. So what does it mean? V'chein chayitz ben? What does v'chein chayitz ben mean? Not Gezel mamesh. So it's Kein Gezel. Lo nitzchichel l'pachas misha v'poti. Because a Yisroel and Pachas Misha Repote has no Chiyuv Gzeire. But Akum, a Bneach, is Mechuyev and Gezli in Pachas Misha Repote. Ihoche, Akum be Yisroel, the Pachas Misha Repote. Ihoche, Akum be Yisroel, is Osea. Why should Akum be Yisroel be Osea? After all, Bishleina Akum be Akum, Pachas Misha Repote, you understand, is Osea. Because the Meneach is not Meichel, even Pachas Misha Repote. You know, there is an expression in Yiddish, I don't know whether you are aware of it. If you want to say a certain person is very stingy, you say, he's a Bneach. He's a Bneach. He's very stingy. He's a Bneach. Why? Why is that? That expression is based upon this Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Yabishli me'akum bi'akum pochas mishalutute gezlu is osea, is musea. Because an akum is not Bneach, even on a pochas mishalutute. But akum be Yisrael should be muter gezel pachas mishal pote, because the Yisrael doesn't care for less than pote, less than pote. So the Gemara says, Yoche akum Yisrael osea hoba mechilu is mechol. I mean, we Jew is makpid and pachas mishal pote. Nei, so the Gemara mitaretz, nei di bosaroche mochelei. Tzara b'shaite mi lesle. So, Tzara b'shaite mi lesle. So, take away less than pute from his house. If he'll do such a thing, so he'll be left penniless, you know. A thousand people will come in, and then everyone will take a pocket mishal pute. This is what the metro says, the anshe is blinded, you know. Everyone guzzled pocket mishal pute. So, of course, Yisrael is also makpid that no one should gazel his nechosim, even if Pachas Misha Repote. But when we say Yisrael is Meichon Pachas Misha Repote, it means after he did it, he doesn't have, so he doesn't care. So Mimele, the gazelin doesn't have to return, because once a Pachas Misha Repote was taken away from him, so the Yisrael, the Nigzel, is already Meichon. But Bishaite is not Meichel, yes, sir. Nei, di Bosahoche Mochlei, Tzara Bishaite Meleslei. All right, but that's not what I want to point out. The Rashi here. Tzara b'shaitim l'eslei, hinka gezel. Elo, shein bezdin Yisroel, niskokim l'oshivei, di bosahoche mochelei. So Rashi emphasizes, the reason as to why if you guzzle a poches mishavuta from Yisrael, you don't have to return it. Because once you take it away from Yisrael, so the average Yisrael is meichel. So you don't have to return it. So in other words, there is a special reason as to why by poches mishavuta you don't have to return. Even if the chifetz is bad, because a Yisrael is meichel. So that's only shaya gavi gezel, but that has no shayches. So mele insofar as so there's no kashy against the Rambam. The Rambam shiti is that in achramin kolatere kule, the shavyes of the chifetz is determined not afke by the value of prute that it has in this particular place. If it has the value of prute in another city, so it's also considered money. But Ramban asks, but we say, afilu agzira kayemes, and if we know that the nigzel, that, so, if we know that not that it's worth a prute, is still doesn't have to go after the nigzel in eternity, because there, since in this particular place where the gzeira took place, it's worth less than a prute, so mele the nigzel is meichel. But momen it has, echalisha momen it has, so mele she is mekudeshes. So it's no kasha. Now, the tool in Siman Lamed Aleph says, Kicho bidobo shen yishomu prute have a sofik dushin utzriche get me sofik latir ole aome vimreitze el kaimo tzricho gdushin achere vim kicho achere gdushin gmurim yigale shrishen vimeisi sheni avol yigale sheni V'yiso rishay, because of a rama im yolda misheni v'lo gilish rishay, havat kosha. Dinei dechayshinu l'kidushay rishay l'atzricho get, u'litzri tziya misheni, avol lo nifse havat m'menu. So because the rama shite is that it's only the rabo, as the ramban, chayim ha'ish ishish, because midrash say, so even if we know it's worth it, pute modai, but let's say in this particular place it's not worth it, pute, it does not have a shem momen in mekudeshes. But mishum chumra v'yishish, the chachomim more misakein that she should be mekudeshes. So if she wants, if the second one is mikabesh ha'kedushin gmurim, so in order to be able to live with the second husband, so the first husband has to give her a get, because otherwise she would be asur to the second husband, midrabon, but it's only chumre rabon, mishum chumre de shishish. So regarding the blood, the chachomim will not machmir. So if she lives with the second husband and she didn't get a get from the first husband and she has a child for the second husband, so he's not a mamzer even mirabon. Because the chachomim will not machmir in regard to the blood. Of course, according to the Rambam, the blood would be a sofik mamza. Sofik mamza. All right. Oh, then the Torah says, because of the Rama, in Yod Mishenu Legirish Rishna Vat Kosha, the Meir Vichashinu Yidush Rishna Tzricha Get Leitzir Mishenu, Avoloi Lifset Avad Nomeno, Vatam Mishum Shemel Shomu Prute Bishumokim. Because of Rambam Zal, in Kitcha Bitaf Shel Biyayek Vichayitzi Bey, Shein Miskayim Meni Shomu Prute, Bishumokim Eim Kodesh Eskwal, Shein Magi Al Mokim Acher Ad Sheyifsad, Vyiba Goyi Shomu Shomklum Ad Kan, Ofidvo Vim Yudua Shomu Prute, Bishumokim Kodesh Eskwal. Avol Rikosav, שאפילו ידוע ששם פרוטה בשמו כמו הבקדוש מוודאי, הוא לא יאמר בקדוש סופיק. מרבון, אפילו אם הוא מסקיימס, להיליך אלומו כמו שם פרוטה, וכך עם מסכון הסעדים לא ואורוזה. When Rabase died, I will Rabbonon Niktim Nishmaitse. Omar Yahum Rabbonon, the Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, Hoche Omar Rabase, Omar Rabmane, Kishayim Shemisho Nikne Ziporas Mishavipute, Kach and Kalka Nikne Ziporas Mishavipute. Omar Leva Tanya Afropishinisho Nikne Ziporas Mishavipute, Kalka Nikne Ziporas Mishavipute, Omar Likitanya Yibichlip. So chlipen is if even itani kinin bichli v'af al pi she'im pi shavuprote. Af al pi she'im pi shavuprote. Now, that's not in the Rashbo and this Gemara, but that's in the Rashbo in the sugye of kfir astai neshtikesen. So the Chiddush Rashbo and also the Chiddush Rashbo in Shavuos on the sugya of Tainish Tikesev, so the Rashbo has one alternative that perhaps even that even in Kolatere Kule, and even by Gdush, where Chlipin is not affected. So there it has to be Kesef Mamesh. Maybe if he's Mikabish with the Kele, let's say Machat, so since it's a Kele, even if it's Pachas Meshavu Prote, maybe it has a Din Momen and maybe she's Mekadesh. He's not sure, but he has a Safik. Hoda Yasve. In other words, the Rabbonon, after the Ptire of Ravasi, and in other words, they, since it was close after the Ptire of Ravasi, so then the Chachomim wanted to preserve all the members of Ravasi, so they were called, and every one of the Chachomim was asked to repeat a certain memory that he heard from Ravas in his lifetime in order to preserve it. So Hode Yasve Vikamre Hode Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Kol Shel Yedea B'Tivgit Nogdushin Lo Yele Isik Imoen Omar Ravase Omar Rabbi Yechanan V'Koshin Lo Yilom Yisem Liram Abo. In other words, that someone who is not knowledgeable in Hilchas Git Nogdushin and he paskens is involved in the Git Nogdushin, so then it's conducive to very serious repercussions, sometimes even more than the Ramabo. Shenemar is a Potsik in Aisha. Oli vikachish virotziach vigonei vinoiv porcu vidomim bidomim nogo. Domim bidomim nogo. So Olo means nishbar shekia. Olo is a shvue. It means Olo vikachish virotziach vigonei vinoiv porcu vidomim bidomim nogo. What is vidomim bidomim nogo? So all the items, we know what it means. All it means a shvue, somebody's nishba. Kacheish means when somebody denies money that he owes to another person. Gonev, steal, noiv, and poporzu. What is vidomim bidomim nogo? What does domim bidomim nogo mean? What kind of navera does it represent? My mash, so Ravase said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that means when you are machshil people in the isha of an ishish. So if somebody is not knowledgeable in the negit nogdushin and he's involved in paskening, he'll has git nogdushin. So Mele, he can be machshil Jews with the Yisrael of Ishishish, domim bidomim nogo. My mashma, how does domim bidomim have reference to being machshil in Yisrael Ishishish? Kedimitagim Rav Yosef, melidim bnim in Sheikh Avrayim, chivrin al chivrin mesifi. In other words, because they contribute towards children of an ishishish, so menele the amesif chiva and chiva. That's the hemshach of that posik in Asia. First it says that there were Jews at the time who were engaged in Oli and Kachish and Rotzeach and in Goneif and Noiv in Pritzes and Domin Bidominog. And then Al came as a punishment for all these Averes perpetrated by certain Jews, Teval Oretz, V'umlau Kol Yishibo B'chayes HaSode U'Veiv HaShomayim V'gam Dgi Ayam Yesof. So as a punishment, so even the fish in the yam will perish. But in the Dira Mabo, so the fish in the yam did not perish. V'yuru b'dira Mabo, n'nigzor g'zeiro al dogen sheb'yam, sh'nema mikola sheb'chorobo meisu, v'lui dogen sheb'yam, v'yuru roche af lui dogen sheb'yam. So the seraye, that koshim le'ilom, that machshir in Yisrael Shishish is koshim le'ilom, yisem yama. Ve'ime ad yovid likule. After all, the Novi Heisha mentions a whole list, olei, kachish, ratzeya, goneif, noiv, porex, and domen b'domen ob. So maybe the inesh of Teval Oretz, gamdi ayam yosofu, as reference to the case of people who violated all these averas, who perpetrated all the averas together, not one of the averas. Not one of the averas listed. So what is Chok Baitach? Because there is another posik in Yirmiyeh. This posik is in Asia. But in Yirmiyeh Perit Chov Gimel, so the Novi Yirmiyeh says, Ki mitnei olei avloretz. He also reprimands and rebukes the Jews for certain averas. So he says, because of that avere of Nishbal HaShekera, mitnei olei avloretz. So that means, so Yirmiyeh mentioned one of the averas mentioned by Hesha. But Hesha mentions the whole list, and Yirmiyeh mentions just one Oleh. Oleh Oretz. So it's a Raya that just for one Avera of the list. So this tragedy, this catastrophe, might take place. But Gemara Sikasha Vein Oleh Lechut. V'anach l'chudai, maybe just for this avere of Nishbal HaShekera, so there is such a serious inish. But the other averes, only when they are perpetrated together. V'anach l'chudai, so the Gemara says, mixing. So that means even Portsu Domin Bidomin Nogu without the Boram Chaba. So maybe it means that just Domin Bidomin Nogu by itself is conducive to such a great image. Aber bokum bitagne vium shtir gem yeles menzer da hay port domen bidom nogu bishish koe port zut me vechen yfreit mir di mir im nikneg gib mir alle yo voret bi au mexi de sinier me mir ish ba mir lei but always one of the items mentioned in the posignation. מי ישנו נדע כל חולק אמר כינטבל דאולה יחודי מענו דקחו קאמי. אולה is one of the items mentioned in the פוסק נאיש מיקסי ופורצו מזלו נדיש נאי כאו קיינה כולו מילסה פורצו קסיק ומילסה בפה נפשי ואולה לחודי קסי ואו כינטבל. Also they continued reminding themselves of the members of Rabbas. Yes, we become Rabbitnan. Holy Shoshi, you had also Meso, you will hear Shimiloson. Yes, she has to bring a Hatos and a Nero. So suppose the Yildes brought a Hatos and then she died. But she has not managed, she did not manage to bring the Ira before she died. Only the Chatos. So the Yorashim are mechuyev to bring the Ira for her. Of course, a Chatos cannot be bought by Yorashim. Because that's Aroch L'mish Mesinai. That Chatos Shemiz Baro L'misa Azlai has to die. The behemoth, a Chatos. Suppose somebody was mafris yachatos, And then he died before he had an opportunity to makriv the chatos. So he died. So the halacha is that that chatos has to die. It's kins in Esau, the behime, until he dies. So it's halacha meshmisim. But a law that halacha meshmisim does not apply to an Elo. So suppose the Yildes brought a chatos, and then she died before she managed to bring the Elo. So Yovil Yoshin Ilosa. So the Yoshin Amechuyev to be makrim the Elo, even though the Bailim died. Omar Avila Mashmur Vihushi Frishosom Mechaim. That is only if, let's say, the mother was mafrish, the Elo, the behemoth, and Elo, while she was living. But suppose she did not manage to be mafrish and Elo, she only managed to be makriv the chatos, and the Elo, she didn't makriv. She wasn't even mafrish, so then the Yoshim are not obligated to bring an Elo that their mother, I mean the Merish, I mean, doesn't make any difference. So the husband is a Yosh. So that the Merish was Mechuyel. Because if we say Shibude is the Raise, so then since she was obligated to bring an Elo, Pichayero, so all Anachosim became Shubet to the Taylor. Then when she died, and if she left Nechosim for the Yoshim, some melee, the Yoshim HaMechuyev to fulfill the chayiv of the Meresh, if we say she blew the eyes. So it's a raya that So why do we have to mention the machlokes twice? So the Gemara says, no, it's necessary to mention that machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan twice, because once it is mentioned in the case of a milva she'inoksuva b'teo, and once it is mentioned the machlokes in the case of milva aksuva b'teo, so Yimo says srichadit ma biho, if we can be mentioned the machlokes that Ravu Shmuel damat avai milal peinigir minayosh ma'akuchas, for Rabbi Yochanan Vishlok is amtavai milal peinigir minayosh ma'akuchas, I would say bihach kolam Shmuel, because that's milah shenikseu b'teiro, mishulim milah kseu b'teiroi, avo bihach v'gabu yisho sheivio chatoso v'lo yifriso iloso. So then maybe Rav Shmuel agree with Rabbi Yochanan, because it's in Luxor Beteo, so it's a Ksur Bishtar Domi. Meir Reshlokish, Viashminam Bihor, in the case of Oisho Shivio Hatoso, Umeso, Silvio Shmiloso. So, Rabbi Yechanan says, Afal Kaf Shalom Yifrisho Mechaim, so is still Yavio Yosho Miloso, I would say, Bihokom Rabbi Yechanan. In the case of in Milva Shemek Sulbator, Baal Voyen, a Meir Ishmael, Tzriche. Now let's see the Rashi. Very important Rashi. In order to preserve all the halachas of Chavasi, or pleading with all his inne, Hanam Roli Gufaye Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, and again in the Yorushim, the Shibbul of the Raise, the Kolshken, Lal Kuches, Avon Mil Bishtar, who Atz Me Shibdei, the Kosafloi, Kol Mechosai, the Yisrael Yachroin, Nishtore Dinam. Very important Rashi. Why is Rashi Meirich here? You know, it's not a derech of Rashi to be Meirich. He's always Mikatza. He never says an additional word. And here, he was Meirich, because Rashi apparently was bothered by the same difficulty that overtook all the Rishayim. Because, you see, on one hand, the Gemara says, Kosova Shibud Rav Derais, that the Gemara says, Milve Haksuv Beteo is Kiksuv Bishtar Dami. So that implies that the Milve Bishtar is certainly the Reis. Because if, according to Mandoma, who says she would have loved the Reis, even the Milve Bishtar is loved the Reis, then it's not shaykh to discuss whether Laksu B'Teo is Kisur B'Shtar or not Kisur B'Shtar. Because what difference does it make? Even in Monefshech, if we say Shibud Lav Deraise, so then even by Mule B'Shtar it's Lav Deraise. So the fact that the Gemara discusses new vaksul v'teo kiksul b'shtar or not kiksul b'shtar indicates that new b'shtar is definitely the reis. But the shaila is new al peh, but new b'shtar is definitely the reis. Is definitely reis. However, Basre, Daf Kufa Enayam Bey says, V'Rabbe Omar, Dvar Teo, Echot Mura Bishtar, V'Echot Mura Ope, Eini Deyin Elayam Nechosim Necheret. My time is Shibudu Abderais, Umatam Omru Mura Bishtar, Deyin Nechosim Shibodin, Kini Shuritin Eudaraz Nifnilov. So, Dvar Teo, so Rabbi holds, that Shibudu is love the rice. So Mimoli says that even the Mura Bishtar is not gave it. The rice. Nechosim Shibori. So we see from this Gemara in Basra that Monefshech, if Shibudu is the rice, then even Mura Ope is gave it from Nechosim Shibori. The rice. And if Shibudu is love the rice, then even Mura Bishtar is not gave it Nechosim Shibori. So why does the Gemara discuss Mura Aksul B'Teiro, Kiksul B'Shtar Damye or not Kiksul B'Shtar? What does it make it, what difference does it make? Kiksul B'Shtar or not Kiksul B'Shtar? That's the kashe that is raised by all Rishim. Ramban, Rashbo, Ritvo, Rosh, by all Rishim. By all Rishim, it's raised. Now, So some Rishim give the Teretz, the Tevach Rami, the Mandor Mar who says that Shibud Alav Deraise, so he holds, let's say Rabbi, that even Emir Bishtar is not given Midaraise, Minchosin Meshubori. Only Mirabonon, because Shoraitin Eldaris, Bifnilov. But when the Gemara says Milo Aksul B'Teiro Kiksul B'Shtar Damye, the Gemara means the one who says Milo Aksul B'Teiro B'Shtar Damye, that Milo Aksul B'Teiro Kiksul B'Shtar and it is given even though a regular Kiksul B'Shtar is not, but of course that's a derech. But the same kashe, the same difficulty, bothered Rashi. So Rashi explained it, he says, Inochaname, if we say Shibud Alav Deraise, so then even Emuna Bishtar is Alav Deraise. Even Emuna Bishtar is Alav Deraise. But when is it not given in Chosim Shibodim according to Rabbi who says Shibud Alav Deraise, even Mil Bishtar is not given in Chosim Shibodim? Only when the Alvur was mentioned in the Shtar, but the Shibut was not spelled out in the Shtar. Let's say Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And then he gave Shimon Ishtar. So, Bihim Pleni, Bimokim Pleni, so Ani Ruvein, so Ruvein, Lovo Mishimen, Elevzus. That's all. He didn't spell out Varei Ruvein Shibet Es Nechosov that wasn't spelled out. So in such a case, Shimon cannot collect from the request. But suppose it's spelled out the way it is spelled out in the Ksuvos today. It's sorry that the Kenoi, the Osidan, the Mikne, I mean, all the Nechosim that the Chosin has and will have, so the wife, the Kala, will be able to collect from it. That wasn't spelled out. But suppose the Shtar says, Ruven Biyeim Pleni, Bishono Pleni is Bimokim Pleni, Ruven Lova of Zeus, Mishimen Vishibedes Nechosov, Sheyia Yuchal Shimen Midveis, Minechosov, Minchosim Afilum Melikuches, Bichayov, Vubosachayov, Miyomed Nano Olam. So in such a case, everybody is made the Chibur is rice. Where does Rabbi say that even in the Bishta, Chibur is the rice when the Alvor is mentioned in the Bishta? But the Shibut is not mentioned in the Bishta. But if the Shibut is also mentioned in the Bishta, so then everybody is made the Chibur is rice. So Mele, the Gemara says, and what kind of ishtar? Kiksur bishtar when it's spelled out in ishtar. When it's spelled out in ishtar. That's the reason. So the Rashbo explains Rashi that way. But the Rashbo is the kashi against Rashi. But why? Why is it so? After all, the Gemara says in Shnai Meirzin, Achrai Story Sefer, Shmuel says that Allah. In other words, you see, suppose, now the fact is that the Mirval Pei is not given from the Kuches, the Mirval Bishtar is given from the Kuches. Suppose there is a Mirval Bishtar, but the Shtar doesn't mention that the Nechosim are Meshubet to the faith. So Shmuel says the Malve can still collect from the Likuchas. Why? Because there is a presumption that if the Leve executed the Shtar and the Chiv and the Halvoye that he borrowed from the Malve, so it was his intention to be Mishabed Nechosim as well. And he probably told the Sefer to write, to spell out in the Shtar, Harei HaNechosim Mishubodim, Harei Nechosai Achroin Mishubodim L'Chayze. But why didn't the Sefer mention it? The Sefer probably forgot. It's totally safe. So, the halacha is that even if the achrayes is not spelled out in the shtar, it is considered as if it is spelled out. It's only considered as an omission by the Sefer. Some mele. So why should there be a distinction between a new bishtar in which the achrayes is spelled out? So then it's given the Reise in the Chosim Shibonim, and the Mule Bishtar in which the achrayes is not spelled out. There's the Rashbos Kashi against Rashi. So the Rashbo says, even so, there's a difference. True, it's Toisita, but the fact is that the achrayes is not spelled out. So Meile Midraise, he cannot begin the from the Kuchas. But Midrabbanon is gave it because we assume that it was an omission by the Sefer, Achayis to the Sefer. And the Levi really intended to be Mishabeit the Nechosi, to be Mishabeit Nechosi. Mishabeit Nechosi. Mashein came, but with Raise, if it's not spelled out, so it cannot be given from the Chorus. Mashein came where it is spelled out, then with Raise, he can be given from Tony Kuchas. That's Rashi. Now, what's the Hezbah? I mean, so far, everything that I said is mentioned by the Chiddush HaRashba here. But what's the Pshat in the Rashba and in Rashi? So the Pshat is very simple. Now, we know there are two types of Shtoras. There is Ishtar Hayeh and there is Ishtar Kinyan. What is Ishtar Hayeh? Shtaraya means, let's say, karka is nikness, bikesef, bishtar v'chazoki. So suppose Ruvein sells the sode to Shimon, and Shimon makes a kinya chazoke in the sode. So then, Shimon acquires title in the Sode on the basis of the Chazok. But Ruvein executes Ishtar Mechira anyway in order that Shimon should have a piece of evidence in his hands. In his hands. That Shtar says that Ruvein was Makne sold the Sode to Shimon. So the shtar is only shtarayo, because the kinyan took place through chazoke, or the kinyan could take place through kesef. He paid him money. So he acquired title, karaki is nikne b'kesef. And Reuven gave him shtar anyway to serve as a rayo in his hands. That's shtarayo. Now let's say Reuven borrowed 1,000 zoos from Shimon, and Reuven gave him shtar that he borrowed 1,000 zoos. So as far as the obligation of paying up 1,000 zoos is concerned, is the shtar shtar kinyan? And without the shtar, Reuven wouldn't have to pay 1,000 zoos. Of course he would have to pay. He borrowed, so he has to pay back. So what's the purpose of the shtar? To serve as a raya in Shimon's hands, so that Shimon will be able, by producing the shtar, he will be able to prove that Reuven owes him 1,000 zuz. So that's an example of the shtar raya. But suppose Reuven is makne as a matone, he sold it to Shimon, and he executes his shtar in order to transfer title to the shtar. So then the shtar is not only shtarai, it's shtar kinyan. Another example of shtar kinyan would be a get. Let's say a husband gives a get to his wife, so she becomes divorced. She's allowed to get married. So that's shtar kinyan, it is the shtar that affects the change in status, or shtar kedushin is an example of shtar kinyan. Now, the question is this. The halacha is that the mirror al peh is only given nechosim necherim, but not nechosim shibodim, not from the kuches. Mirror bishtar is given from the kuches too. Whether Mitzvah the Raise, so Midraise, even Mirra Alpe is given, or Shibbuddha Lav the Raise, so Midraise, even Mirra Bishtar he is not given from Nikuchet. But the fact is, Midrabon Rahuapores. So, Nula Ope is not given from Nikuchet, Nula Bishtar is given from Nikuchet. That's the fact. So, what does the Shtar have to be? Does the Shtar have to be a Nula Bishtar? I mean, does the Shtar have to be Shtar Kinyan? In order to enable the Malve to collect the Chayv from the Likuches, so the Shtar has to be Shtar Kinyan. Because in as much as the Chachom Misakein, that in Milvao Pe cannot believe it, for whatever reason, because of Pseidil Likuches, whatever the reason is. But the Chachom Misakein, in Milvao Pe cannot collect from Likuches. So only Mil Bishtar, so Mil Bishtar has to have the effect of Bishtar Kinyan. So the Shtar will levy, will impose a Shibud on the Chosin. Or it doesn't have to be a Milve, a Shtar Kinyan. It can be Shtaraye, graded, so it will still impose Yishibud al Nechosim. In other words, but the Chachomim lo misakein that if the Milve is not collaborated, is not backed up and collaborated by the Raya of Shtores, then he cannot collect from the Likuches. But if the Milve is backed up, is collaborated by the Raya of Shtores, so then the Malve can collect from the Likuches. So in order to collect from the Likuches, all that the Shtar has to be is to be Shtarai. It doesn't have to be Shtar Kinyan. So apparently, this is Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite is that according to the Mandoma, Shibud Elav D'Raise, so then Milve cannot impose a Shibud on the Chosin. Not only a Milve Alpe Grede that is not collaborated by Ishtarai, even a Milve Bishtar, a Milve that is backed up and collaborated by the